This is Levi Brackman with the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast. Thank you so much for joining me once again. Today, I am going solo, and I'd like to talk about something which really bothered me when I read it today. As many of you know, I'm the CEO of a company called Invone. We are the marketplace for real estate equity, where we help sponsors raise money from the investing public, and we help the investing public get into real estate deals and invest in them that they otherwise may not be able to on their own or without a marketplace such as Invone. So because of that, I'm pretty much involved in the real estate space, and I know a lot of real estate sponsors and people who've done very well in real estate. Now, Grant Cardone is one of those people, and he's very much out there and spends a huge amount of money on marketing himself and marketing his real estate deals to the general public. And all of that is great. But he said something this week which really caught my attention and I thought I would speak about, because it's really the antithesis of everything which I know to be wise and important in life. And sometimes you have people out there who say things which I think are just destructive and negative, and one needs to stand up and say so. So one of the things which he was reported to have said is that people who are single-digit millionaires, this is a new concept for me, single-digit millionaires are people who have between $1 and $9 million. He said that's the new middle class. Once upon a time, you had the middle class and then the millionaire class. People had millions of dollars. And he's saying that now, if you don't have at least $10 million, then you're not in the wealthy class. You're now just in the middle class. And he said those people are not wealthy. Rather, they are worried. It means that those are people who are worried that they won't have enough money to live, and they will lose all of their money, and therefore they're not wealthy, rather they are worried. And therefore, portraying himself as being this mega wealthy guy, and follow me, become mega wealthy like I am. Wealth in itself is a fine thing. It's good to have a lot of money, especially if you're going to do a lot of good things with that money. And it's even, I think, positive to aspire to make a lot of money. Why not? There's no reason why one should aspire to be poor. The problem, I think, here is where there is a certain condescension towards people who have less money. So people who have only between $1 and $9 million, if you're not like me, says Grant Cardone, then you're not really wealthy. You're just worried that you're going to lose your money. Well, if you want to be like me, Grant Cardone would say you need at least $10 million or more. So it's really condescending, and being condescending is never good. But if he was right, that would be one thing. He's simply wrong about this. And here are a number of reasons. First of all, wealth really is not about a number. It's about a state of mind. If you have enough, then you could be wealthy. As a matter of fact, I've discussed in this podcast multiple times, it says in Ethics of the Fathers, it asks, who's wealthy? And the answer is, he was happy with his lot. There's someone who says, I have enough. It doesn't mean you're satisfied with it. It doesn't mean that you might not want more, but you're happy. What you have is enough for you. So wealth has to do with whether you feel you have enough or not. It's not really a number. As a matter of fact, I would argue that based on that, someone like Grant Cardone, who obviously doesn't feel that he has enough, is not wealthy himself. Someone who feels they have enough, they're happy with their lot, they're the ones who are wealthy. Wealthy is a state of mind. Do I have enough or not? If you feel you have enough, then you feel good in life. Now you're wealthy. But if you never feel you have enough, you're always wanting more, you're always seeking more money, and never fills that hole inside you, then you're not really wealthy. So I would argue and I would retort back to Grant Cardone, and I would say, you're not really wealthy. You think you're wealthy, but you're not. You're the one who's worried. A lot of people who have a lot less money than you are not worried at all. So that's the first thing I would say to him. The second thing I would say is that even if you want to get into the details of it, wealth is really the delta or the difference between how much you use and how much you bring in. So if you have a very fancy and extravagant lifestyle, which costs a huge amount of money, even if you're making a huge amount of money, it doesn't matter. You're spending it every single month, so you still feel squeezed. As a matter of fact, I know and knew very, very wealthy people who always felt squeezed. These guys were making huge amounts of money, but the moment They made more money. They spent more money. I remember one very wealthy friend of mine telling me, one thing I can guarantee you if you don't watch out is that no matter how much money you make, you'll spend every single penny of it. So you need to be very careful. So it's a mindset. If your mindset is that you spend less than you bring in and you consistently do that, then you can feel wealthy because there's a gap there. That's where the comfort is. The comfort is in that gap. But if you're the kind of person who always spends as much as you bring in, no matter how much you bring in, no matter how much money you have, you still feel the squeezes on. So if you need $10 million a month to live off, then you might need $100 or $200 million in the bank making money for you. Otherwise, you're going to start biting into that actual capital that is making money for you and you're going to feel worried. But if you have only $1 million, so you're a single-digit millionaire, and you're making 10% of that, and now you bring in $100,000 a year, but your cost of living and your lifestyle only cost you $90,000, you've got the extra $10,000 a year, you might feel wealthy. You might feel even wealthier than Grant Cardone feels. So that's another really important thing to take into consideration, that wealth is really the delta between how much you make and how much you spend. It's not really a number. It's the delta between how much you spend and how much you make. The other thing I would say is that there's nothing wrong with being in the middle class. As a matter of fact, it's wonderful to be in the middle class for a lot of people. They've got respectable jobs. They make an honest living. And they might be doing something deeply meaningful with their life. There's plenty of teachers, nurses, academics, scientists, and artists, etc., and on, lawyers, doctors, who are deeply ensconced in the middle class. They might not be even single-digit millionaires, but they're doing something deeply meaningful. They're contributing to the world, and they're making a living out of it. That's great. They're not worried. They feel good about their life. Mr. Cardone, probably they're less worried than you are. And they probably have a much more satisfying life than you do. And finally, it's really important to add here something else. And that is that there is an obsession in the United States with wealth and the super wealthy. There's a certain worshipping of money that goes on, which I don't think is America's most admirable quality. There are plenty of admirable qualities that the United States has. This is a meritocracy in many ways. And this is a country where people are kind to each other and good to each other. And it's a country which has tremendous values of kindness and goodness. And also is willing to sacrifice itself for the benefit of others and those which are less fortunate than itself. But this admiration for the mega wealthy is not one of its most admirable qualities. So what should one focus on if not wealth? Well, what about accomplishments? Now, sometimes people who have huge accomplishments, huge money comes with that as well. So people who start a company and that company becomes unbelievably successful. Think about someone like Bill Gates, who started Microsoft and created this tremendously huge company, which netted him a huge amount of money. He was the wealthiest man in the world for a very long time because of that. And then after that, he took all his money and put it in a charity and will give it all away in his lifetime. But this was a man who had huge accomplishments, and the huge accomplishments led to a huge amount of money. But not all huge accomplishments lead to a huge amount of money. You could have a tremendous output of academic work, and that won't make you a lot of money. You can be the best nurse in a hospital or even in a country. That won't make you a huge amount of money. You can be the best teacher, and the best teacher won't necessarily make you a lot of money. They might make you more money than your peers, but you're never going to become a billionaire from being the best teacher, or a billionaire from being the best nurse. Also, in art, very, very hard to, even if you're a very good artist, to become mega wealthy. It doesn't mean you won't make a decent living, but we're talking about tens of millions. No, you probably won't make that. But if you focus on accomplishments, what can you accomplish? What can you contribute? And become the best at whatever you're passionate about becoming the best about, or giving back, contributing in a way which is uniquely you. That is something that one should focus on and try to reach. So we should admire accomplishment much more than we should admire money. Now, all this being said, it is important to note that wealth and the pursuit of making money is not a net negative. But when pursuing money is put up on a pedestal and worshipped almost above all else, then that is something which one shouldn't encourage or focus upon. Instead, one should see money as an outcome of accomplishments when money would be that outcome. This leads me to the question of why do people focus on money and the mega wealthy? Why is it that people admire wealth and the mega wealthy so much? And why do people sacrifice so much to pursue money and all the trappings that seem to come together with his money? When I think about that deeply, it occurs to me that there are so many things one can spend one's time pursuing in life, things which are deeply meaningful. There's scholarship, knowledge, mysticism, helping other people, the environment, journalism, politics. There are so many things that one could pursue in life, which could be deeply fulfilling and incredibly interesting. Why the pursuit of money? And money itself is a tool. It really isn't anything of its own. It's a representation of something. It can enable you to do things, to create things, and it can also bestow great power. And it can also buy things which will make other people think that you're special or successful. In the end of the day, though, it isn't anything in itself. It doesn't have any intrinsic value. And therefore, the pursuit of it for itself tells me something about the individual. Maimonides talks about this in The Guide for the Perplexed, where he thinks that the focus effort of a human in making more money or in the pursuit of business is almost a total waste of the special attributes that a human has. Humans were bestowed with intelligence. We were bestowed with consciousness and ability to have self-agency and self-determinism. And that's different than all other creatures that we know of, at least. So humans have these special attributes and qualities that other creatures and other beings do not have. And as such, we can use those attributes in multiple ways. Well, if they're just used for something which doesn't have any intrinsic value in and of itself, just for money, and then that money is used for self-aggrandizement, for greater physical pleasure, then according to Maimonides, not only are we not any better than animals, we're actually worse than animals, because animals don't have the ability to transcend their animalistic instinct and nature. Whereas humans, we uniquely do and can do that. And if we don't, and all we do is spend our time in the pursuit of money and greater physical pleasures, and we use our intellect, which can be used to understand the nature of all things, instead, we're using it for the pursuit of money and the pursuit of self-grandeur and the pursuit of self-gratification. That, he thinks, makes us not just no better than animals, but actually worse than animals. And therefore, that whole concept of then worshipping people who that's their pursuit. All they're trying to do is make more money. And then they tell other people, well, you need to make more money and more money. Again, there's nothing wrong with money. I think it's fine to have a lot of money. But money for money's sake, or money just to be able to gain greater pleasures, one has to ask, why? Why aren't you seeking something which is more meaningful than that? Why aren't you seeking something which is greater and has a higher purpose than that? Why aren't you seeking something which is uniquely human? You have those attributes, that ability to pursue greater things, things greater than yourself. Why are you just spending all that effort just on making money? So as a matter of fact, when you take all that together, you look at a guy like Grant Cardone, who's, yes, he's accomplished tremendous things, but all in the pursuit of making money and for telling everyone how much money he's made and how good he is at making money, and then has these major events to tell other people how to make more money like he's made and how to become as wealthy as he is, and then have that kind of condescending attitude to people who don't make as much money as him. Well, I think the opposite should happen. People should look at a person like him and feel sorry for him. Seriously, just feel sorry for someone like him, because he's missed it in a big way. He doesn't understand what it means to be uniquely human. And he's living a life in an animalistic way and then trying to convince everyone else to live the same hedonistic lifestyle that he lives. Not only is it not respectable, but it's to be pitied. So I would say to someone like Grant Cardone, first of all, I'm not sure that you are truly wealthy. Second of all, don't talk in such a condescending way towards people who are doing things in life which are meaningful and pursuing a lifestyle and a path in life which is uniquely human. And you, sir, Mr. Cardone, you should really be worried. And I'm sure you are really worried, because anyone who your entire makeup and your entire self-worth is based on your net worth, you must be truly worried that at some point someone will take that away from you. So the best I can say is, don't listen to this man. There's a lot more to life than making money. There's nothing wrong with having a lot of money. I think it's wonderful to have a lot of money, especially if you're going to do good things with it, especially if it's a reflection of something which is a true accomplishment, which achieved that money. But money for its own sake, to get a net worth, which is a certain dollar amount, really not worth it. This has been Levi Brackman with the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast. I hope this has been helpful for you this week. And next week we have a special guest. But till then, have a wonderful, wonderful day.